Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, Thursday evenings live at 7:30 p.m. Real talk for those who live outside the matrix. Call me now and join the conversation at 347-826-9597. Or hail me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo, or visit me at conversationswithcleo.com. Become a part of the economic evolution. Red or blue, you decide, baby. Gathered here today to bid a fond farewell to a most popular peer. Some say they had style and flair with money to burn, moving through life's journey without the slightest care. So tip your glass and humble your tone and join me in saying sayonara, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. For decades, this nefarious couple has dictated status, set the bar, defined success, always in the know, cruising in the right car, sporting expensive name tags, holiday in Aruba, Paris and Milan, first class, never coach. Any other way would be far too gauche. However it may be, the 21st century has not been kind to the couple with the most. Instead, we hear pack up and move out. Ciao, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. The Joneses have endured a fate known only to a played out passe soap opera star. They have been written up and killed off. Another casualty of the too-big-to-fail economy. Hasta luego, señor, señora Jones. A most auspicious occasion. So let's put on a parade down the middle of Times Square. Silly string, Martinelli's, deviled eggs. Quite the social event. Raise your swap meet Gucci and your curbside Vendi in an act of wannabe solidarity to a couple who took more than they gave and demanded more than they deserved. So, bonsoir, arrivederci, tata, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. And as time passes, you may find that you miss Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Be of good cheer, for there is no reason to lament. You are most welcome to visit their shrine in the local Walmart checkout line. Once upon a time, people aspired to keep up with the Joneses. Nowadays, baby, people are just trying to keep up. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Conversations with Cleo. Boy, is this an exciting evening for me, I have to tell you. I'm look, for something to leave me without words, you all know it has to be wicked, right? It's July 11, 2013, and boy, has it been a busy day, a busy week, a busy month. But welcome to our first one-on-one interview of season two. And we did actually set this up before Mercury went retrograde, because you all know I don't book nothing during our retrograde, right? But we were so fortunate for this brilliant young man to have the time and to take the time and to come and sit and give me all of this time. For my listeners and all of the individuals who are coming to hear him. So we will be joined for the majority of tonight's show by Black, the beat therapist. I like that, you know. And this brethren is no joke, man. This is going to be a delicious, delicious evening. I think somebody tweeted it was going to be epic. I love that. I love that. We have extended the show a bit in the event that we run a little bit over, because we want people who haven't tuned in live to be able to hear it in its moment, you know, as we stream live here at Conversations with Cleo. And again, I extend a most warm welcome to all of you who are new to the CWC listening family, and to all of my family who joins me as often as they can, whether live or archived. You know, we like everything when we like it. Always so appreciative of you being here. So first off, we're going to take care of a little of the regular CWC kind of vibration, and then we're going to move into our evening with Block, the Beat Therapist. So right off the bat, I know just by my other business, you know, what I do, my phone lines have been going insane. And we are at the apex or at the climax of this current Mercury retrograde. And if you feel like there is a dark cloud, whether you observe astrology or things of a metaphysical nature, I am certain that if you walk on this planet, you have been impacted by this retrograde's vibration. It is impacting all things family. That's everything from sibling to child to partner, spouse, boyfriend, and all questions about where do you go from here with regard to career, business, that next iconic move relative to what each and one of our personal lives are. So it has also made things a bit edgy. We are still in the vibration of the new moon. It was extremely emotional. So again, during a time like this, take a look at what is coming up and figure out if you have decided that you didn't want to address it. That is what you have product of right now. And until we do address certain things or answer certain questions for ourselves, we will feel like there is a dark cloud when there is a retrograde. Retrograde gives you that opportunity to do your research, to do your meditating, to do your pondering, without having to make a decision about something that is so important, like starting a new business or leaving one job to go on your own or to engage in a new relationship or take a relationship to a next level or to step away from a relationship and anything in between, buying a car, buying a new dishwasher, it doesn't matter. Anything that is a commitment of some time frame as we navigate this current 3D, but we're going to keep that and just kind of tease you throughout. But I did want to speak to people because I know people are calling me and saying, Cleo, what the fuck is really going on, man? What the hell? And I'm just asking everyone to be very patient. This is my frustration as well with some of the other events that are going on in this current planet and ultimately, cumulatively in this universe. But certainly here on Earth, we act like there is nobody else. Well, not we universally, but that is the schematic, if you would. So I just wanted to speak to that. Ms. Cleo, when is all of this over? Well, the official date for Mercury to emerge from his 3 week plus nap is July 19th. I would still advise you to be patient and wait until the 23rd or the 24th. To sign papers, to do anything big. Because when you wake up in the morning, do you wake up right out of the bed or ready to go? If you are one of those people that are raising your hand, I can't stand you. Me and I wake up, so I need a little bit. I need to go do a couple of things. I need to yawn 3-4 times. I need to rub my eyes. And Mercury is much the same. So give it a little time to kind of get into forward motion. And that's what I recommend. So hang in there, my dears. Take a moment. Try not to point the finger at somebody else. Take a look in the mirror and find out what's really bugging you about what's really going on around you. All right. And then got a lovely question earlier in the week. And this is how it works, folks. If you tweet me with a question, whatever it may be, I am definitely going to answer it if I can. And I love the opportunity to answer you while I'm on the air so that you all actually know that I'm getting the tweets and I'm listening and I'm there. And this one is out to at Odious, O-D-I-O-U-S. And their screen name is Odious Husky, and it's a great little cartoon of a husky. The question was, what spread do you use when throwing the tarot? And I wish that was, first, thank you for the question, Odious, and enough respect at the Rainbow. It depends. There are traditional decks. The most traditional deck of the tarot is the A.E. Waite deck. And it is the one that is probably most popularly used, at least in the United States. However, there are many, many, many tarot decks. And there are many, many formations or many spreads that can be used. For myself, because much of my knowledge comes from a different framework, I do recognize that the formats are there. I prefer to use the Celtic Cross most popularly and with most people that I read with, but I work with a Gaia tarot deck right now, which is very participatory, but that is the vibration that the deck brings to me, you understand? Actually, my late sister-in-law, and those of you who have been following the show know I lost her back in February, quite suddenly, but she gave me that deck. And I use the AE weight deck for so many years that I became shut down to being open to other vibrations. And I subsequently received two other decks that were very different, very outside of the framework. I also work with a deck called the Egyptian Cartouche, which is a very different, it is only higher arcana. And with that deck, I use what they call a horoscope spread or a star spread. So it all depends. With the Gaia deck, I don't use any of the traditional spreads. I go with a vibration of making it participatory. So the querent or the individual that is sitting there for the reading actually chooses a certain number of the cards themselves. I want that direct energy there. I allow them to control in what direction the card is turned. And it is absolutely gobsmacking the connection that goes on. So absolutely, when you are learning and when you are embracing a tool such as the tarot or something similar, rune stones, you know, crystals, you will find your own vibration. But certainly when you are learning, it is good to have, you know, someone, you know, ready or someone, you know, there in the way of a book or even someone that you know. So that, I hope I answered your question. But with the traditional tarot, I just want to make sure that I did. I prefer the Celtic Cross. All right. We're going to keep it moving here. Got to give a shout out to, again, our favorite small business right now is Irie Island Cuisine and Bistro, located at 106 North Olive Avenue in West Palm Beach, downtown West Palm Beach, right on the corner of Clematis and North Olive. And if I tell you, my dears, it is wicked good. You hear me, man? I have not been able to get back there since I was introduced to it by at Power Underrated and at Miss Crystal Chanel. I went out with my partner and my dog, and we checked out the All Woman, the Solstice Showcase out there at the end of last month, and it was held at Irie Island. And I have to tell you, you know, I'm pretty discriminating when it comes to people telling me about this place has good Jamaican food, because that has not been my experience in South Florida. The best Jamaican food I knew of for the longest time was my cousin Danny. And let me tell you something, that woman get in that kitchen and she hurt your feelings on a regular. And there was nothing that was matching up to that here stateside. I can't get into the kitchen and burn. I make a wicked curry goat. I cannot lie. And my jerk has brought many to tears. And I'm not fronting, you know. But it tastes good. It ain't a bun you just for bun you. It bun you and it's sweet. So I am very, very picky. So I came out with an open mind, though. And let me tell you something. Them gonna let me down. When I tell you, I know yam oxtail, you know.
And when I tell you, me touch that oxtail too, because I had to take it off of my dad's plate because me order the jerk pork and the curry goat. And let me tell you something. When she said, no, man, try some. Uh-oh. I'm going to have to go back now. And I'm going to have to go back and get the cabbage. And I'm going to have to go back and get the oxtail. And they have, you know, combination plates. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some oxtail. And I'm going to get the jerk chicken this time. And I'm going to get some cabbage. You understand? And I have to go out during the time. I have to go in the morning time so I can get some cocoa bread. And I can get some patty. And then we're really going to have some serious. It's a good thing it's located just driving this in, there is no highway to get to it. So it's about a 15-minute drive from my house. And I don't always like to drive. So that will keep the waistline at a proper place. But check it out. If you want to go visit them, like I said, I give it 100 love. 106 North Olive, West Palm Beach, downtown West Palm Beach. Their phone number, 561-650-8111. And again, mad love. Out to at Miss Crystal Chanel and out at Power Underrated for the love and the heads up on the delicious cuisine. All right. Before we go to our first break and we get ourselves out proper and you all have an opportunity, you know, to go ahead and step and make sure your glass is filled proper, you understand? And that everything is crisp. Let me go ahead and let you know what I am sipping on this evening. You all know how I like to keep it. At the end of a long day, I like to retire to the veranda in my backyard, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes, and I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. But this evening, I am sipping on a program called Doña Paula Los Cardos. It is a 2011 Malbec from the Mendoza region in Argentina. So just want to give some love out. Very nicely priced wine, very fruity, just dry enough for my palate. I don't really tend to drink the sweeter reds. I like it a little bit dry. So just got to give out some free advertising there. And then I absolutely have to give out some mad love to so many of you who shared and promoted tonight's show. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. So listen up for your name and put a smile on your face, because this is love energy coming at you from Miss C. At Smiz the Money Kid, and that's S-M-I-Z as in zebra, the Money Kid, M-O-N-E-Y-K-I-D, at Poetic Designs. Black is the co-host of PD Radio. At LMB Poetry, at Poet Lena, at Nicholas Cage. I love that name. And him wicked, you know, you have to check out some of him music, man. Him na ramp. At Charles in Charge, dot, did it, dot, dash, damn if I know. At Varsity, that's V-A-R-R-S-I-T-Y. At Creole Love One, the more better body butter lady. Whoa-oh. At Music _ R-P-R-I-C-E. At Stitches, at Team ENK, at Tony Steeles, that's with a Z and a double E. At The Real Miss Kane, that Kane is spelt with a K-A-N-E. At my dearly devoted Austin Riva and my always down sister girl, Soul Sister _ 101. I got nothing but love for each and every one of you for showing me so much love as I continue to find my way around this thing called the Twitterverse. And it's a little spooky sometimes, let me tell you something. What I do want to go ahead and this is a disclaimer, that the first part of this conversation, the first part of this show this evening will be in the current 3D program. I said, what the fuck is Miss Cleo talking about? Just make sure you keep up, because some of you already know that you hear me. And then the second half, we are going to enter into a matrix-free zone. And we will give you plenty of notice if you feel like you need to step away from the program, because the science that will be presented, just for your listening pleasure, perhaps for your edification, but we will not presume to be that arrogant to perceive that that's what will happen. But this is what we are moving into, this next vibration. And it has to begin somewhere. And if you ask me, right here, right now, is as good a time as any. And we are always going to make sure that we give love and take the pauses to give heart to the economic evolution, and that is celebrating the small businesses that we support here in our local areas and the small businesses that we have come to know across the globe. But before we do that, I do have to again point out that I met Black in the Twitterverse. And I am so glad that I did. It was cultivated by my business manager, and that is at LDC Management, one of the best, in my opinion. And I know he's blushing now, but we're going to move on from that. And it was cultivated when I visited PD Radio, hosted by Miss PD, who is a force to reckon with within ourselves, you understand, and by Black, the Beat Therapist. And you can catch that show every Tuesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. I love a good promo sneaking, you know, keep it real, keep it, no, man of business with the word real. We're going to keep it in the 3D in this program as we utilize it. So they were lovely to me on the show. We had a grand conversation and definitely knew that there was a real connection. And again, there I go. You know, when you start use something all the time, you start to lose meaning. We knew there was a true connection. We knew that there was an intense connection because we felt it. It wasn't anything that we could see or touch or put in the 3D. It was energy moving through, you understand, some whole other energy madness, right? So when I met this talented duo and through the Twitterverse, sometimes I send out some far out stuff and Black would tune into my show and he would pop back something. I knew we have a same kind of thinking mind, and he's probably the age of my oldest daughter, and that is my joy when I see all of you young people, you understand, doing the thing, you understand, because it's time for people like me to go and sit somewhere else and be a resource and pass on the gauntlet. He is a talented, intelligent, out-of-the-box, forward-thinking individuals. So when we come back from this break, we're going to debut a track from his most anticipated instrumental beat mix that he just dropped. All right. I'm reading my notes, and I think the wine is making me look like I'm Chinese. So I got to hold it back. I know some of y'all are laughing. Look here, we're not have no place. This is not going to be anything politically correct. So if that's going to offend you, please turn off your box, whatever. Get up, leave the room, do something, because I can't be bothered. But when we come back, we are going to be debuting a track from Ear Drum Therapy, Black's greatly anticipated instrumental beat mix. And then we will be putting the hot mic on for the guest of the hour, my temporary co-host, and don't you think the poetic design, she didn't send me out a tweet and said, yes, my co-host will be guest co-hosting with Miss Cleo. Enough respect, Data. I know, man, you all are a wicked force. I'm just giving you a hard time, baby. All right, so we're going to go ahead, and like I said, we're going to do all of that we're going to do, but we're going to go ahead and show some love to.
Well, I found myself in the evening time sitting outside gazing up at the stars, but I was thinking about how to write this next rhyme, because I really felt that in order to bring a fullness to this experience that is Full Moon Madness, that I would have to own up and give some respect to the social media giant known as Twitter. And there was a time when I mocked Twitter. There was a time when I mocked people who used Twitter until I recognized that in my sageness I had missed a very important clue. You see, the tide had changed and there was a new model afoot, and this very social tool had become so much more. Certainly there are still people who cruise the vibration. I've actually received my own personal death threat, and I actually thought it was quite funny, and I just simply blocked the person and moved on. So it would have been so insensitive of me had I not talked about this very keen lesson that I learned. And so then I began to put together this piece in my head, and it still was not speaking to my soul, and it certainly was not worthy of this social media giant. And so then I sat and I sat and it occurred to me, 140 characters. And then I said, uh-oh, I'm going to write a haiku. And for those of you who may not know what that is, it is an ancient Japanese poetry format, vibration, tradition. And you are allowed 17 syllables. First line, 5 syllables. Second line, 7 syllables. Last line, 5 syllables. And it is supposed to be something that looks one way on the surface, but has a deeper meaning. How very, very apropos for that social media giant that taught me a very, very solid lesson and helped move my knowledge and my horizon into another place. So today, without further ado, this is my honor and my thank you to the social media giant known as Twitter. This is my blue haiku.
Bluebird tweets daily. Free and wild without a cage, but he cannot fly. Passion for Paws, a nonprofit with a new approach. They believe in assisting disabled, elderly, or family members in financial crisis to keep their canine family members within the home. Passion for Paws truly understands that our dogs are members of the family, and no one should ever have to make the difficult choice to let their canine family member go because of an unforeseen event or crisis. Ava Rhodes, Executive Director at Passion for Paws, is looking for volunteers, foster home, vet care services, and sponsors of pet food drives. She is a gentle and committed spirit with a passion for paws. You can visit her at www.passionforpaws.info. You will find all of the pertinent information, and there you can donate your time or your money. Once again, we thank you, and the dogs and canines that I know personally, thank you as well. Dog pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Cocoa tested and approved. Cocoa is the chief tester on board, and she is a delicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Cocoa and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. All right, now that's some Mercury retrograde shit for your bumba. I wonder if they're fucking with me, you know, because my screen went blank, and then there was nothing, and then the internet said, I'm shutting down, bumba, and then it came back. All right, see, you know, you see what I'm talking about? No, 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 no. So I'm hoping, I need my boss to hit me up to let me know if you hear me. So check it out. That was them rocking us, but we're going to keep it rolling because before we bring Black to the mic, we are going to listen to Remedy from Eardrum Therapy.
Your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. It is the bitter potion by which the physician within you heals your sick self. Therefore, trust the physician and drink his remedy in silence and tranquility.
All right, if everything is as it is, I do believe that we have the man on the line. Black, are you there, darling?
I am here, Miss Cleo. I am loving you right now. I'm slow dancing with you right now. Oh, man. This show is, the energy is crazy. I hope everybody really receives me tonight. This is my personality. I'm always up, and it is an honor and a pleasure to be on the show with you tonight.
Well, I got to tell you, boy, I feel like I don't know. I'm so excited. You know, I had to really kind of take it down a level. So don't mind me if I stutter because I am enthralled. You know, sometimes you just know when you're part of something that is electric. You understand? And
right.
I can take it to another level. I can take it to many levels. But for right now, like I said, we're going to keep it in the 3D. But when you connect with energy, you understand that you're recognized. Who knows where I could recognize you from 10 lifetimes from now? Who knows? You understand?
Exactly.
But we have a purpose to come together, and so this is only laying the framework, boss. I'm telling you, man, this is some wicked, lovely vibration, and it feels so pertinent based on just the events in the last fucking 2.5 weeks. You understand? It's been pertinent for the last 20 fucking years, but just
right.
The last 2.5 weeks, they have accelerated the program. You understand?
It's crazy.
But look here, yeah, man. But before we get into all of the 3D minutia, let's bring it back to you, because I don't know if you all know, and I'm gonna embarrass him a little bit, because initially I was going to do this before I brought him on, but then they started messing with the internet and with conversations with Cleo. So, but you were born in Trenton, New Jersey, so mad love out to Trenton.
Correct.
I have some lovely things here because I believe in just the vibration, and I've listened to him and listened to these tracks, and I love it because you are capable of successfully marrying the old school vibe, and then you add that whole unique, as you put it, new school flavor. And to me, that is a true mixologist of rhythm, rhyme, and beat. You understand?
Right.
Producing music clearly for artists worldwide, and we have a worldwide audience. So to my folks that are over there across the pond and está in España, oye, I just say also in Spain, listen up, because, you know, he produces hip-hop, R&B, soul, contemporary jazz, gospel, and spoken word. Now, as if that is not enough, all right? I'm trying to figure out when you eat shit and sleep. But anyway, he's also a poet.
Me too. Oh, yeah.
He's a poet, a visual artist, a web designer, a graphic designer, and an IT professional with 15 years of experience in the legal higher education environments. And, hold on, me I'm not done yet, hold on. And he is also co-founder, as well as a member of Day One Productions. And hold on, this is what them call it, the cherry on the top, you know. And also the co-host of PD Radio. All right. So you were saying, so do you, I don't know, what do you sleep 3 hours a night? You live on Red Bull? Talk to me, you know.
Well, it's a little bit of, you know, vampire blood and some other things going on. I don't know. But I'm always into something. I keep it, you know, I'm always busy and just doing things. There's a project after a project after a project. And I guess that's just, you know, a testament to, all the skills that I have, and people are always reaching out to me. So I love it. You know what I mean? I'm very humbled by it. So. Oh, yeah.
Now, okay, so, and that's a very humble answer, so now we're going to take a different path. talk to me. I thought the information and the vibration and the passion and the love and the devotion from both PD Radio as well as Day One Productions, but talk to me about Day One Productions, because I think this is a very unique and a very necessary vibration in the music industry, especially in the independent realm. So talk to us about Day One Productions.
Well, Day One Productions, we've been around, you know, basically making music is composed of a family unit, me, my two brothers, close friends, Just Infamous, Legend, he's out in Africa. Exactly. So, you know, we keep that worldwide connection there. We also have members in D.C. and New York. And basically, you know, we came together. We all have a unique style and vision to our music. And we brought it together, and that's where we came up with Day One. And we're looking for Day One fans, you know, people from Day One, basically, you know, that support real music, real hip-hop. And that's how we came together. So it's a beautiful thing.
I love that. Family, close friends, I mean, because it's all family. And we will not let, and certainly, while all of this technology can be a bit overwhelming, it certainly
right.
can serve a purpose to bring us together in ways where it might have been far more challenging and far more costly, although
right,
we pay
right.
in other ways. And
oh,
I,
yeah.
I think that is amazing. Now, how long have you been a poet? Did it all happen at once, or
wow.
did you start to cultivate over periods of time in your life?
I have been a poet since probably forever. I remember at a very young age, I used to write poems for people, for their girlfriends. When I was like 7 or 8, I used to write. They would come to me and say, "Hey, Kenny, you know, can you write me something for my girlfriend?" You know, and I would just write something for them, and they would love it. So I've been writing for a very long time. I actually, at one point, did have my own poetry website that I had started, and you know, it was great. You know, just connecting with a lot of people all across the world. So I have been writing for a long time, and you know, it's something that I love. And I do it on my spare time, and I wish I could have more time, of course, but,
right.
you know, it's a lot
right.
of other things going on. Oh, yeah.
No, clearly you have all manner of things going on. Now, you just released, correct, Eardrum Therapy. Talk to me about that project and what was your I love the title. That it speaks to me because I know I'm already going to hear something that I think is yummy. You understand?
Oh, yeah. Eardrum Therapy is basically, I think it's me in a nutshell. It's my flavor, it's my style, it's jazz, it's poetry, it's old school type of music, it's neo soul, it's everything all combined into one. And when I produce music, I always want to make sure that there's a feeling behind it, that there's a story that can be told, that there's some type of connection. So, and I think with 19 tracks, I wanted to give everyone a chance to really see my skills and where I could take music. So, and I think I was able to accomplish that. So, oh yeah.
No, well, I mean, I've listened to a couple. I'm getting ready to go out. Now, talk to me about is it available for people? What can we do? How do we support? Where do we go? Talk to me about how we get a hold of it.
Oh, no problem. You can get a hold of Eardrum Therapy if you go to www.soundcloud.com/blackdistrict.
Okay.
And it's right there. You cannot miss it. Also, I will definitely send you all the links. And you can also catch it at PD Radio if you hit us up at pdradio.site40.net.
That's where I'll go. All right. That works better for me. I am afraid of the cloud. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, it's not going to rain on you. I got you.
The visual is not working for an old woman. I'm like, why is it so embarrassing when me put my shit up in a cloud?
Yeah. And you can also catch it. You can also get information on the mixtape if you go to my personal website, www.theblackdistrict.com.
All right. And, guys, if you didn't get any of that, you know how we do it. We're going to put it up on the Full Moon Madness page, and we're going to drop it down. And, actually, we're going to be setting up a vibration where we can share all of the fourth dimension poetry and the poets that create it and the beats behind it. So we're going to put all of those links at conversationswithcleo.com. So have no doubt, if you get lost, you can always go there, and we will direct you straight away. Actually, if you're already there, if you go to PD Radio, there is a link directly. So that's already one route you can get there. Now, you say you've been doing an IT professional for 15 years. You don't even look old enough to be doing something for 15 years. But I guess...
interesting story behind that too. I actually got into IT very young. So I actually started IT as a professional when I was 19.
Wow.
So that's why I've been in the game for a very long time.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Enough respect, boss. Here's something that I think is beautiful, and I'm just going to take a moment to point this out because you know how me stand. You understand? Now, if this brethren, if me throw a fucking hoodie on him and him walk down the street, you understand? People are misjudged how intelligent and how, you understand? But this is what happens. This is why, me understand why people want to dismiss cliche. Because cliche starts in truth. You don't never judge a book by a cover. Because when you do that, you become a rash fool. You understand? Because you don't know until you know. And you cannot judge, even begin to understand the depth of a man or a woman until you sit down and you have a conversation. You understand? With that individual. And I'm just gobsmacked. When I read your bio, I said, what the bumbaras? Wow. And I kept reading and I kept reading and I said, no doubt. And I said, you know what I know? I said, this brethren, I saw you love Jasso and I heard it in that piece. I got to say one name to you and I just want you to tell me how you feel about them. Dexter Garden. What you know about Dexter Garden?
Ooh. Dexter, see, now you coming with it now. See? Oh, man.
We're going gonna have to come back and do a show about Jazz.
Oh yeah.
That's gonna be some whole other mess.
You know, there's another thing we got to do, too. We got to exchange recipes later, too. I heard about that curry dough you was talking about earlier.
Yeah, man, I have put my whole foot in it here, man. I have no business with a toe. I dance around, make sure it tastes well sweet, and it catch fire when it leaves.
That's right.
You don't have to worry about no virus. I not catch no flu, and I not getting a shot. How about that? Now, we're going to be, just so you all know, we're going to be playing one other track. Black has been very, very, very gracious and very generous with us, but we'll be playing that a little bit later in the show. I do want to hit up some folks. I know that we've got some people out there on the line. What I do want to say to you all is that we're going to open up the phone lines at 8:30, because at that point in time, and this is your first warning before we step into the Matrix free zone. I say, Miss Cleo, what the hell are you talking about? Well, here's the deal. As I said, the first half of this show was going to have to be in the 3D because we all exist in the 3D and in this current program. But as we both, I think Black at one point said he was just saturated by the madness and the fuckery of the trial today and all of it. And it just did become overwhelming. So we are going to step out of the 3D program and we are going to step far, far back onto the lint of the fringe to take a look at the bigger picture. And people may not like the opinions or the ideas that we express during this show. We are not intending this to offend anyone. We are not mocking anyone. We are not taking away any brevity to what has happened. Current, past, present, and trust me, it's on its way and you don't have to be Miss Cleo for know that. So we're going to break it down like that and we're going to bring some different things. Because Black has been in the game for so long on an IT level, he has certain knowledge. We're going to tip on that. We're going to touch on a number of things and we're going to keep it at a very clear place in how we are observing the vibration. So politically correct isn't permitted in the Matrix free zone because it's all bullshit. And so we don't buy into the bullshit in the Matrix free zone. So there's not going to be about any offense. So just so now you can say, I've been warned, I don't want to get no mad tweets. I don't want to get no mad emails. Talk about Miss Cleo. Me never know you as taste so. Me used to like for your show. You talk about the food. You talk about this. I have warned you, if you decide that you want to step out the box, if you decide that you want to pick red or blue, that's on you. We've given you all the heads up that we're going to give you. So we are now going to, because let me tell you something, I'm sipping. Oh, and somebody asked for the wine. Somebody tweeted and wanted to know what was I sipping on again. I am sipping on Doña Paula Los Cardos, and that's Cardos, and that is a 2011 Malbec from the Mendoza region. That's M-E-N-D-O-Z as in zebra A, and that is Argentina. For those of you who don't speak Spanish, Argentina.
Mm.
All right? And it is lovely. I will go ahead. I paid less than $7, and that is not an easy thing in these times to get a nice glass of wine or a whole bottle of wine, rather, for $7. And I got to give love out to the Boys Market. It is a local market run by a couple of brothers out of the Northeast for a long time down here. They employ all locals, and they maintain a sustainable farm and one of the few sustainable farms here in Palm Beach County. So I always like to give out that kind of information and give out that kind of love. So what we're going to do is we are going to step back and don't get it twisted. We are going to do it like they do it in the 3D. So we're going to tease you a little bit about Black and what's going on. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to bring it right back to him because he's got that easy breezy hype. And that's the way, you know, because we're going to keep the show rolling with him, because I think me and he, we're probably rolling another lifetime, man. we probably used to hang out in Upper Egypt or some shit like that, you know.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Over there and
the
Benin.
Multiverse.
I'm trying to tell you what God love. But so we're going to go ahead and give some more love out to our local businesses. And then always some love back out to my pups. You all know that we are fundraising Passion for Paws. So make sure that you stay clued in and tuned in to the events that we have coming up in the next couple of months. But for right now, I'm going to give some love out a little bit north of me to Wahoos. Good food, good drinks, good people, and a waterfront view. You must be talking about Wahoos River House, located at 915 Northwest Fagler Street, Stuart, Florida. Visit them at www.wahoostuart.com or call them at 772-692-2243. The servers are top drawer and the bartenders are serious mixologists. Wahoos River House, that's where I go when I want to get away. Maybe I'll see you there. Hey, did you know that crabs have balls? Ozo 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.ozo2usa.com. That's ozo2usa.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, Ozo2, for keeping the planet in mind. At the end of a long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home. What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without care? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we speak? What if time is something man-made of? What if we all have the power to create and heal? What if Scotty really can beam me up? So many possibilities. I sat for a moment without thinking, quietly. And then it occurred to me, what if this is simply part of the journey? And when I return home and you're in the area, stop by for a visit and let's have some fun. You can usually find me hanging out on the seventh rock from the sun. What if? All righty, y'all. We are back. Did you get yourself something to drink, boss man?
I am good to go. I got a little Cavazier over here.
You and I could roll. I'm a Remy person myself, unless you're doing Cavazier the XO. But I like a nice Remy, you know. Yeah, I'm old school that way, you know. Yeah, man. And then really, there is a Spanish sherry that is like the nectar of the motherfucking gods, boy. And that you drink in a little glass. Oh, my goodness. Rastafari.
Sounds good.
Right. We're going to roll in and scoot on the tale of what if. But, you know, we have to. There's no way around it because we got to address it in order to address everything else. Talk to me, man. What do you think about this George Zimmerman case? And moreover, matter of fact, I want you to talk to me and to everybody out there. And I don't care what flavor you are that you're listening to the show. Sometimes what you have to recognize is that you must acknowledge, whether you can understand it, relive it or not, the experience of a person. And you said, and you told me, you have a Trayvon Martin moment. And I'm ready to hear it, and I know others are ready to hear it. So talk to me. Drop some knowledge.
Miss Cleo, I mean, like I said earlier, I was very saturated. I think it is madness. A lot of the focus of the case is kind of like, you know, they're trying to throw shade at certain things to take the people off the real reason why this young man is dead right now. You know, mm-hmm. They're trying to, you know, pull the wool over people's eyes. You know, the fact of the matter is he should have never confronted the kid. Even after he was told not to, he still pursued him.
Right.
And I think with a lot of, and I mean, because we're going to keep it real. A lot of racists can't put themselves into the shoes of a black man, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we're just going to be honest. So a story that I have is about when I was in seventh grade, and this is how easy anyone can get caught, any black kid, is Trayvon Martin, if you're in the wrong situation.
You're absolutely right.
So basically, me and my brother, Jeff Infamous, I'm in seventh grade, and he's, I believe, he was a freshman in high school, and my mom wanted us to go to the bank. We're living in the, you know, suburbs of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back in 1990. You know, early 90s, 92 or something like that, 90s. And, you know, we go to the bank and we get quarters because we were going to do laundry. Okay, so we stop after we get the quarters and we go into the local pizzeria to, you know, play some video games.
Right.
And no longer than about 5 minutes we started playing the video games, cops come rushing in, snatch me, my brother, put us in handcuffs out of the pizzeria place, threw us in the police car, drive us to a complex where, you know, where we lived at,
right,
to have another police car come up so that a lady in the police car can identify if one of us tried to rob her.
Wow.
Didn't tell us anything. Then just snatched the stuff right up out of the police, right up out of the, you know, the pizzeria. Didn't tell us anything. Just took us away. I mean, and it's that easy. And I don't think people understand that, you know, black children have more to worry about than any race on this planet. You know what I mean? Like, living in this society, it's different for us. You know what I mean? So it's crazy. I mean, I can't even, every time I think about it, it makes me mad. So.
Well, no, and you have a right. Now, you're talking about 1992, and Lord Jesus, yes, you're 2 years younger than my oldest daughter, so no.
Right.
I just did the math. I said,
right.
Now, you say 1992, early 90s. I'm going to take you back to 1979, which, of course, life is different. Now, I'm a big girl. People saw me sitting down for years. I stand 6 foot tall in my stocking feet. And I loved them back when I was young. I loved a pair of high heels.
Okay.
I am 206 pounds of bam, 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 all in the right places. I'm a very shapely old woman with curvy with it. You know, daddy used to say, don't nobody want a bone but a dog.
That's right.
But back in the day, I was most fierce with my afro and this. And I was fresh. Very bright out the other. But I knew back in those days, you didn't get fresh with the police. I went to go pick up at the time my two oldest daughters' father. And I didn't even have them yet. And I left out the house to go pick him up. I was driving my Monte Carlo. You hear me? The big, long, long one in the front. I'm driving my brown Monte Carlo. I'm
right.
Not thinking nothing, right? I've just come back from my first year at Berkeley. I am a rebel. I am a militant. I am all of these things. And I go out of the house without identification, without my driver's license.
Mm.
And back in those days, if you were non-black, that wasn't a problem.
Right.
If you were black, it could be a problem. It all depended. And I didn't pay any attention, and I was in, like, a house frock, and I just went to go pick up their father. And when I pulled over, I see all of this helicopter and all of these things.
What?
I said, something's going on over here. I said, I need to go. I don't know what's going on. And there are no cell phones and shit, no beepers, nothing like that. So I'm getting ready to leave. All of a sudden, I get converged on by 6 cop cars.
Mm.
And they proceed to tell me for the next hour that I broke into a liquor store and robbed it. And I sat and had 6 white cops, one of which was a sergeant. And as old as I am, I will never forget this man's face. And he told me that I was full of shit. He called me a bitch an inordinate amount of time and then promised me that if he had anything to do with it, I was going to jail.
What?
Well, they ripped the seat out of the back of my Monte Carlo.
Right.
So they claimed looking for drugs. Long story short, there was nothing. I didn't even have a fucking parking ticket. They had to let, at the time it was my husband, had to let my husband go. And we drove home, and I'll never forget, God rest his soul, he's on the other side, long time now. But he looked at me, he said, now you know what I go through as a black man in this country. And I was absolutely, I was appreciative of the education, but I was mortified that
right.
was the reality. In as much that by 1979, it was all supposed to be so much different.
Right.
And so the fact that you have a story from 1992 and the fact that I have a story from 1979 and we are sitting here talking about something, two somethings that took place in 2012 that are abhorrent, where have we moved? You understand?
Right.
We haven't moved anywhere because we cannot. And again, I don't want to make it a whole lot about George Zimmerman. It needs to be about something different. We do have to address the legal system for a moment. But for right now, let's make it about these individuals that we cannot forget their names. We have to continue to remember that this is what happened. Because while Trayvon Martin was murdered at the beginning of the year, a young man by the name of Jordan Davis was murdered near the end of the year when a gentleman who was a gun collector coming from his son's wedding up in northern Florida pulled into the gas station with 4 teenagers in a car,
yes,
bumping some music. He didn't like it. They got fresh. He pulled out a gun and shot into a car of four people and killed a senior, Jordan Davis. You understand? But they can't talk about it. I don't know what kind of game that's being played, but that's a big one too. Now, he's in jail, but here's the difference. And this is why I want to talk about this bigger concept, and even to you as a youth, because this is where the sageness comes in from my perspective. And this is where we unplug. Because that man drove home 160 miles from where he shot into that car. Mm-hmm. And then he decided to turn himself into a neighbor in his development that he knew was a police officer. You and I wouldn't have been able to drive 10 blocks.
Not at all.
That, my dears, is institutionalized racism, which is a program in the institutional matrix. Institutionalized racism. They are trying to take racism and reduce it, as I said last week, to one word, nigger. It ain't working for me. That's bullshit. It's the nigger program, though. You understand? That's the program. It's almost like a viral program. You understand? And they insert it wherever they want to get some kind of pot stirring going on. You understand? Anytime something needs to get pot stirred, you hear two things happen in the last 20 years. And even in just the last 10 when it comes to the gay community, but in the last 20 years, if somebody said nigger and they got recorded, they were going to lose their job. That's the way it's been. And that's what they've reduced it to. But they have not dealt with the institutionality of racism, which is what gave that man, as well as George Zimmerman, this entitlement to move about the cabin without any kind of care for the life of a man with a pigmentation. So we take all of that emotion out of it. You understand? Take all of that emotion out of it and look at it for the setup that it is. And you are victim. Trayvon is victim. Jordan is victim. George Zimmerman is victim. Anyone who is in the sound of my voice, no matter what flavor you are, better I use the word product. Right now, in this 3D and pulling away from that space, we are a product of the matrix. We are a product of this institutional madness that we seem to think is normal.
Exactly.
You know, so everybody today, a whole country, mesmerized, whether no matter what side you were on, mesmerized by a little town just north of me called Sanford, Florida. And it is interesting to watch how they cultivated things because, and again, maybe some of you thought we were going to debate the madness that went on today, and we will. I know that folks want to hear both your on it as well as mine, but it's important to drop the science that they're not going to tell everybody about. I have a dear friend, and his code name is Butch. He ain't ever going to give you his real name, and I love him for it. You understand? And he's a throwback. You understand? Mad respect and love because nobody holler at him because he did his time in Vietnam. You understand? So can't nobody do nothing but give him mad respect and
he's
back. You understand? Yes, my dear.
He's some shit. Oh,
yeah. Yo, Bradreen, and let me tell you something. And my partner, her brother, gave his life, and he's MIA, and we ain't been able to get his body back yet. So trust me. Enough when I talk about folks that have, you know, they put it on the line, on the real. You understand? So I don't talk and I don't speak from a place that I don't at least have some kind of emotional understanding to it. But I don't know if you all have been aware, but this is also a warning. No matter how this thing goes down, I don't think anybody's going to like it. But no matter what your flavor, I am hoping that you don't buy into the goddamn hype. Do not let them set you up. Do not let them practice mobilization skills, you know what I'm saying, on us by us giving them what they want. Because understand that they have sent out, and I don't know, you know, what you all have heard in the Northeast. I don't know what folks have heard in the Midwest or on the West Coast. But on Monday, the Broward Sheriff's Office released a video calling on the public not to riot in the wake of the George Zimmerman verdict, all right? Expected this week or next in Florida. The sheriff's office released a statement explaining that it was working closely with the Sanford Police Department and other local law enforcement agencies to coordinate, quote unquote, a response plan in anticipation of the verdict.
Military.
Dog, what the fuck is that, man? You know what I'm saying? If you're operating for where we, you create everything you speak. What y'all saying? What are you trying to get us, you know, comfortable for? All right? Now, here's the thing, and I don't know if they're running where you all are running, but there are PSAs, public service announcements, and the video is entitled, you all check this shit out on YouTube, man. I know LDC is going to get up the hashtag and tell us where we can where we can find it. But it's called the quote-unquote Raise Your Voice, Not Your Hands PSA. And it focuses on attempting to channel the reaction into nonviolent response. It depicts two youngsters, one black teenage boy, one Hispanic teenage girl, and the girl says, raise your voice, and not your hands, says the boy. We need to stand together as one, no cuffs, no guns. That's what the girl says. And then the boy says, let's give violence a rest, because we can easily end up arrested. I know your patience will be tested, says the girl, and then they both conclude with the following quote, but law enforcement has your back. Rewind, I need y'all to hear me. And they both conclude with, but law enforcement has your back. And it's a colorful PSA. I've seen it, yo, but I had not paid attention to the verbiage. You understand? Because we scared, and I don't always, I try not to move. I move past it. You understand? I said, what the fuck is this shit? You understand? And they're running footage here talking about, ooh, people may start to protest. People may start to do this. And they're showing footage from last year. And people are moving through and they see a 10-second soundbite, and so they think protests are going on. So now you tell me, contrived? Are we poking a sleeping bear with a carn?
See, you know what's funny about this?
Have you seen them? Are they showing them where you all are at?
I haven't seen it. I have seen this. I have seen Zimmerman advertisements to donate where I'm at.
Wow, see, they're not showing those Zimmerman advertisements to donate. I ain't seen those down here. That's interesting. That's
Shit,
yo. I have not seen those. That's crazy, man.
Now, here's the other thing. Here's the funny thing about what you just said, right? Now, you have this conditioning that's going on, and the funny thing is they try to bond, you know, black folks and white folks together, Hispanics and everything like that, to be into a common goal, right? But at the end of the day, in the conditioning itself, a white person can step back out of the conditioning and go back to their old ways. You know what I'm saying? They can go back and step away from the light, say it like that. And kind of turn their back to us at any point. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people say, oh, I'm with you guys and this and that. But at the end of the day, this is my life. This is who I am. It's always going to be that way. You can always turn the other cheek. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can always go back to how it was on the prairie and shit like that. We can't do that. You know what I mean? Our reality is what it is. So it's
true.
Funny
in
when
this
you said
3D
that.
Program, it absolutely is. Right now,
right.
This vibration in this 3D program, this is a place where they will not. And here's the conditioning, but, you know, and again, we're going to take it to one more level because the conditioning, if you notice, the movie that's coming out right now with Whitaker on Oprah, it's
yes.
called The Butler.
The Butler.
Really? Really? I'm sorry. I love Forrest Whitaker. I think the motherfucker is a wicked actor. I got nothing but mad respect. Nothing but mad love him. You understand? I want to be clear. You understand? I got nothing but props for Oprah because she never dragged my name out of her mouth, and I respect
right,
that.
Right.
You understand? So, but yo, really, the timing, you think this is all good, man? You know, can what? We not forget that they just, whoa, but see, that's my point, yo. That's my point. Remember, we're going to get out.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Because you know what it is burning me, too, because it's almost like they're putting pictures out there to kind of show us
God,
what it's supposed to be like to be proud.
On purpose, man.
How are you going to tell me how it's supposed to look for me to be a proud African-American? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't. Oh, man, I'm with you. I'm with you.
It's crazy. Okay, so now we got to talk about it, and we're going to have to I don't let the studio scream, man. I'm reading all the stats I got up here on this other crazy shit. Y'all can call in if you want to, but I know motherfuckers sitting back with they drink. They sipping tea, and if they sipping on something lovely, and they are laughing their asses off at us, and they figure we don't need to do nothing but sit here and listen. All right. You know, I was tweeting earlier today when they were having the hearing on the lesser charges, right? And
right.
I know when I tweeted you that they were going to charge him with child abuse, you were like, "What the fuck?"
In
order to get third degree murder. So, but you know, at the beginning of this, like I said, when you get into the courtroom, fuck that bitch who says that she's blind. That's crap. Those and the bling with the scale. I don't know. She needs to go get some help, man. She have that LASIK stuff, get that thing off
mm-hmm.
of her face, and drop the funky bling, because she ain't blind. No. How is it that this man is Latin, even though his last name is Zimmerman, because you know. You can't, I was listening, y'all need to check out this cat, he's a South African comedian, his name is, Lord Jesus, menopause and short-term memory, Trevor Noah, he's out of South Africa, young cat in his 30s, wicked, wicked, wicked science through the comedy, man, and he is off the charts, and he was making the joke that he said, you know, when you're mixed in America, you can never go white, but you can always go black.
Right.
He said, cause they're not going to let you go white. He said, but Zimmer, but see, that's where Browns stick around. That's what they used to say back in the 60s. And now, depending on how, remember that, see, I don't know, you all are young. He used to say, black, stay back, and if you're brown, stick around. You understand?
Exactly.
And this is what we have. In my partner pointed out earlier that, you know, O.J. Simpson's trial, he had 9 members of his jury were African-American. George Zimmerman has 5 white women and 1 Hispanic woman. And who is there to represent Trayvon? We couldn't have found 1 black person.
Exactly.
They couldn't find 1? You understand? Really? I don't even understand that. I mean, it seems so obvious. And I'm struggling. Here's where I start to unplug, and here's where people are going to start to get mad at me. When you mm-hmm. take a look at the way that the defense attorney, Don West, was being such a dick the whole time to Judge Deborah. Just rude. It almost seemed like he wanted to fuck up. I had people tweeting me, I had people emailing me, saying, Ms. Cleo, he's incompetent. I said, no, man, that's part of the game. But the game has gotten really nasty. But here's the deal. When they first charged this cat, man, they didn't have enough for second-degree murder. I'm a law school dropout. That doesn't mean I forgot everything. They didn't have it. Not in a state where stand your ground is law.
Right.
They didn't have it. So I was mad at the beginning when they overcharged him. Samford, the former Samford police chief, was on CNN last night doing an interview talking about the fact that the case was hijacked and that was the reason he lost his job. Because there wasn't enough evidence. He was doing his job. He took an oath, is what he said. He's doing an interview. Mark O'Mara is doing interviews every night on the cable news. Why is that happening? He's in the middle of a trial. Why was there not a gag order put on any interviews after? What happened? Because I now am questioning the state. I am questioning the whole, you know, that scene from Injustice for All, Al Pacino, or Europe. I don't even know that you were born. It's an old movie. And Al Pacino says, this whole fucking card is out of order. The whole thing is out of order, man. The whole fucking thing is out of order, which then makes me wonder. If we step back and we look at all of the distraction, of the shit that's going on. I'm just gonna run some shit down here, and then we're gonna pop on it. The Voters' Rights Act. Okay. They said that we don't need it anymore. It's outmoded. So they took the heart out of it and left the body, because that's what the Republicans will say. That's what they're saying to you. That's what the program is saying. The program is saying, well, we didn't get rid of it. Well, no, you took the heartbeat. So I'm not sure what part, you know. So now it's just going to deteriorate and get stinky. We got the Paula Deen madness. Any of you within the sound of my voice, and this again, I have to be more clear than I was last week before last. I am not in support or against Paula Deen. What I know is I am an intelligent person. The woman was born in the South. She's a few years older than me. I know she has used the N-word on a number of occasions. And if the woman wanted a wedding where she hired black actors, to dress up in big old cotillion clothes, however, guess that's no different to me than Forrest Whitaker playing a butler. All the difference is some fucking zeros. So people need to stop judging on those kinds of levels. Stop buying into the institutionalized racism. They're telling you how to feel about this shit. Whoever the fuck got that gig, I bet you them motherfuckers were happy. They got to pay some extra bills. You understand what I'm saying? So don't hate. You understand? Recognize what the matrix is. You understand? Either you're going to learn how to navigate through this program, you understand, or you're going to make yourself crazy, because there's a way to unplug, but there's a way to get it done. You understand? Compromise? I don't know. I don't have no time to judge. That's not my job. Right. And the fact that people need to remember that she was being sued in connection with her brother. They own a restaurant together. And what I just recently found out is that the woman that is suing Paula Deen, black, you think she's black, right? You think she's African-American, right?
Nope.
Think what? That's right. You one of them IT motherfuckers. You all know all the shit. I did not know. And the media has conveniently left it out time and time again. The woman that is suing her is a Caucasian.
Mm-mm-mm.
The woman that is suing her is a white woman who is suing her for a hostile work environment more focused on the sexual harassment that she asserted. It really had nothing to do with, other than validating that it was a hostile work environment. And in the deposition, there were instances of the N-word or nigger being used, as well as certain pornography being allowed to be held up, whatever the case was. And I just want to drive that home to people, because I am product of people reading and listening to the 22nd soundbite and watching the ticker tape on her. I was product of that. Do you know how many motherfuckers still think that I'm in jail? What the fuck did I do? Really?
Right.
You understand what me I say? Listen, I never even joy Rastafari me grateful and prayer. So I never go any other way. Me never see the inside. But if you just have a little common sense, first of all, it was a civil lawsuit. And second of all, don't you think that if that was the case and anybody had an opportunity to get me into anything orange.
Wasn't happy.
Aside from a sarong, the picture would have been plastered all over the world. But it didn't go so. So I struggle and I get upset when people just go with whatever the flick of the switch is telling you to think. And then you receive it as gospel. And we all, like I said, we're all products of the institutional matrix. I didn't know probably about 7 days ago that the woman was white. I had no idea. I thought it was a black woman. I had not heard that. And I called myself, and I didn't think, you know, and of course, you know, people, contracts only mean what they mean. You see people. But that whole thing, you understand? But the media left that out. The plane crash in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
We got all kinds of coverage on that. But the same day, there was a plane crash in Alaska. All 10 people died, and I have yet to hear about who those 10 people were. But everybody went down. Comparatively speaking, all right? Fires, floods, trains exploding. Now, we have had we've had a shit plant, what do they call it, the manure plant blow up and take out a town. And now we have a train that lost its air brakes and blew up a town in Quebec. You understand? Are you kidding me? Sinkholes. Have you seen the sinkholes? Remember the one that swallowed up the man right out of his bed here?
Right.
There's a sinkhole. And then that woman who drove, bless her little heart, she says she called Jesus, honey. She says she called Jesus, and Jesus come and lift her up. And trust me, my sister in said Jesus and whomever else I come, I saw me right there with her. Somebody come and help her, you see? She said she called her husband on the phone and said, look here, I have fallen into the bottom of the street, man. You have got to come get me. But if you are a church person, that's got to be some serious shit. Because I know if I was a church person, I would think, well, damn, I didn't know I did that bad. I would think, well, they just going to take me. There ain't no ascension here, man.
Yeah. There's a lot of dead fish and stuff like that, too, coming up. You know, in shallow waters.
Birds dropping out of the sky, man.
Oh,
A couple of years ago, birds just dropped down. They said it was nothing. What a bomba. It ain't nothing.
Right.
But see, that program, see, and if you ask me, let's unplug from the matrix, that was a failed program. We perceived that it was birds falling out of the sky. But what purpose was the distraction for? Because we always have to step back and look at what's the distraction. Step out of even this country and see the whole idea from a different place. You understand? Immigration to me, right about now, it's not about keeping folks out, you know. It's getting ready to be about keeping people in.
Mm-hmm.
You see, people, privacy. Well, now that's the biggest delusion of all. We're going to stop there for a minute. And you talk to me about privacy, dog. You run the IT. Nothing we do is private if we're doing it on this box. Zin?
Nothing at all is private. The government can seize any type of information that they deem, a threat to national security. So underneath the, you know, once 9/11 hit and the Patriot Act, you know, when it came out and, you know, kind of remolded that whole act, they have everything underneath the Patriot. Go out and check it out, read it, check the Patriot Act out. You will see that, you know, anything is deemed threat to national security or a form of terrorism, they can seize that information, that data. So your cell phones, your tablets, computers, whatever, you know, it's gone. And, you know, they're definitely watching. A kid, not too long, I can't remember his name, but he's actually serving, I think, a year in prison, federal prison, for, you know, sending, I think, tweets or something like that about the president. So, you know, you have to be careful what you do. You think that no one is watching what you're saying online, but they're called triggers. If you say a certain word that triggers a response, you know, back at the, you know, national security, CIA, things like that, they will come to your house. They will come for you. So, you know, just watch yourself. You know, like we were talking, me and Miss Cleo were talking about, you know, street cameras, things like that.
Yeah,
when you're driving. Don't think that they, you know, that your face is not posted up somewhere on somebody's computer, like ATM, things
remember,
like that.
Remember how they found those cats in Boston, you know, whatever that was, you know?
Yeah.
No. Very, very interesting. Very, very. And again, it's not that, and I have to go back and just play this quick sound bite right here.
Dot, dot, dot. Damn, if I know.
You know, that's a soundbite from the Ghetto Code. Dot, dot, diddy, dot, dot, dash. Damn if I know.
That's right.
I mean, they have been trying to tap and be involved and be there. It's a progression, though. I mean, it's almost like a wearing down, but they have everybody occupied. Those, like I said, everybody's got something to pay attention to because it's the programs, the poisoning of the food supply. That, you know, they started that program, said, we're going to give you convenience. That was back in circa 1952. They were going to free up the day of the common housewife, you know, and then slowly introduced all of this garbage food that now has new cancers and, you know, 45% of the children are on Ritalin because they have ADHD. No. Not coincidence. It's not coincidence. And when you recognize that they have outlawed every way for people to connect on a higher level, marijuana, cannabis, gun, herb, trees, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? One of the most healing vibrations on this fucking planet. You understand? And they have outlawed it. It can heal your soul, your mind, and your body. It is that friggin' complete. You understand? It is that complete. When Mr. George Washington, them so happy to round up the pants of this man with his wooden teeth. You understand? This motherfucker was a hemp farmer. Get with the program. Stop believing the fairy tale and learn the information.
Right.
But they decided, it opens people up too much. There used to be opium dens in the wild, wild west. You could go and get your groove on. Hell. You understand? But half of Scotland Yard was high when they were looking for Jack the Ripper. That was his fucking problem. And I hear tell that that motherfucker was a Mason. We ain't going to go down that rabbit hole today. But one of the questions that at LDC management threw out there, and I thought it was beautiful, and we're going to go down that route. What is reality real? What do you think, dog? Talk to me, man. Where are you coming from? Is reality real? Let's go down.
You know what? We were actually talking about that. Me and LeVan was talking about that, and I just threw out there. I said, reality is to me is real and it's not real. I mean, there's two. You know, there's certain forms of this. You got the physical and you have the mental. The physical itself can be misleading.
Yes.
And to me, reality is all what you make it out to be. You know, what's real to you may not be real, you know, may not be the same reality for somebody else, but that doesn't degrade it for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so as a person who walks around and I'm thinking that, you know, there's a damn Smurf next to me or some shit like that, who am I to say that he's not really seeing that, you know, what's real to him? So, you know, the Matrix is crazy. And,
Yes, it is. My brethren, and that's what people need to recognize. You understand?
Oh yeah. You know, the other thing too, like, you know, with this whole Matrix thing, you know, we have a couple of different levels to it. You know, we have healthcare, which is the greatest form of hustlers known to man. You know, those are the greatest drug pushers ever. Is the whole healthcare system. You know, then we have, you know, the industrial and the economic system, transportation, justice, and social. You wrap all that up, that becomes the matrix that we live in. Now, like you said, it depends on how you handle yourself with the side of it. Does it eat you up, or do you, you know, you step out, you unplug, and you see it for what it really is?
Yeah.
So, that's
because there are a lot of people who don't even know that they're being eaten up. That's the other thing.
Right.
And they think they're doing all the right things, and that's because that they are firmly molded and embraced in the Matrix. And that's not to say that I am talking about just the Matrix here in the U.S. There are different matrixes, just like there are different programs, and they are just that. They are simply different. And so they interact differently. They look differently, but they have their own issues. But my partner was saying earlier, she says, but America's program must be the apathy program. She said, because in other places, she's a funny motherfucker. I always tell her that she is a black girl trapped in a white woman's body because she was born in Wisconsin and she got blonde hair and blue eyes, but she got a booty that I'm rocking. You understand? And she going to cuss me, you know, because every chance, and I know she going to cuss me. She says, she ain't no business, you know. It'll take Levan to tell you she ain't no business. He's been out with us, man. She don't let nobody get too close. She ready for throw down and ramp. She had no business. Don't let the Wisconsin get it twisted.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wisconsin, them motherfuckers in Wisconsin, they ain't no joke, man. They'll rise up. You know, remember a couple of years ago when they occupied the governor's building? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Yeah, man. Them are no business. Trust me, that Midwest stuff, people again cannot judge a book by its cover. You understand?
Right.
Because again, that's part of the conditioning of the Matrix. Because they're gonna tell each and every one of us how to feel about each and every one of us. I've come through a gamut of feelings over the years, and I love my brethren. I don't give a fart what your flavor. I don't give a fart if you have a talawaki or you have crutches. It no matter. I don't care if you had one and decided you wanted the other. How about that? Because it's all just about this host. That's what this body is, man. It is mass energy. And that's all it is. And at some point, we move on. You understand? And all of this is just a whole bunch of window dressing. But they get us caught up, manipulated by it, confused by it, deluded by it. You understand? And you start to, when you really start to step away, you know, because that in and of itself is an evolution. Because once you step away, you can't go back to sticking your head in the sand anymore. It gets too hard. You know, it gets too hard. And I think that we're dumbing up. You all heard. I don't know how some of the students out there feel. Where they have doubled. Nobody said anything. Where were my students with their picket signs? Nobody said anything. They doubled the student loan interest rate. Went from like 3.4 to 6.8 overnight.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Yep.
We already can't afford an education that we're presenting them with is wow. What a piece of empty. You understand? What a piece of empty. Because understand, well, they're talking about all of the things that are being manufactured in China. Let's not get lost in the minutiae distraction. Let's talk about how many people that we go somewhere else and bring here.
Right.
To have those top level. You know this for a fact, my friend. You are in IT. How many times do they go somewhere else and bring them back? You understand?
Oh,
because
it's
not
crazy.
Educated. Yeah, we've not educated our kids here like this.
No, not at all. I mean, they get the education here. You know, I'm at an Ivy League school, and a lot of the kids who graduate, you know, from the master's program, they go right back to their home country, you know, and then start things over there. I have a question for you, Ms. Cleo, I want you to answer. You know, can answer this for me. What is the point of dumbing down your own society when you're always complaining about every other country excelling in this, excelling in math, excelling in, you know, architects and being engineers and things like that? But at the same time, the United States seems to find it real convenient to take away, to continuously take away. And it's almost like they're skimming off the top of their own people, you know. Like, are they looking to expand, like you said, like a global economy where they're reaching out for all their resources elsewhere and don't care? Like, what are we trying to do? What's the purpose of everything they're doing to us.
Well, here's the deal. If you think they care, you need to go ahead and get you some tissue because you're going to cry a river. Because you're going to give a blood clot. You remember?
Right.
We are universally, you know, unfortunately, and I'm not going to soft soap a damn thing. We are numbers. We are collateral. There are all manner of reports and projections that talk about, well, how many of this population can we lose over the next 10 years and not severely impact the ability of making sure that we keep this group of people, no matter what they look like, because eventually they've got to move away from this race line matrix. That program is getting old. People are getting tired of it. They're trying to stir up some shit, and if they do, it's going to break it because people are going to be tired of it because there's too many youth out there that just want to have respect for people. If we have respect, there would not be any room for racism, but the conditioning. We don't learn. We're not born with hate. We don't come to this place from somewhere else with hate. It is a condition that is created. And you can either buy into the condition and stay immersed in that matrix, or you can challenge it. And even the challenging of it will challenge your very soul. It will challenge your ability to get up every day and say, okay, you know what? I'm not going to buy into it. I'm going to unplug yet again. Nobody can say at any point in time, if you have ever watched the Matrix series, all three, at no point in time do you ever see Neo skipping around about how motherfucking happy he is that he unplugged and now he has the information.
Right.
You understand? Because it comes with responsibility. And that's why some people, I told them to tune out, man. Turn it off. Turn us off. Because this is not about buying into the bullshit anymore. Get over it, people. I'm not a pessimist. I'm not even a realist. Because you know what? What the fuck is real? Real is made up. What is the purpose? Well, I'm going to give you an answer you're not going to like. Follow the money. And then follow the money. To the 1% that you will never see, you will never hear their name, you will never know their children, you will never see them. That 1% are the ones that make the decisions. And that 1% has 99% of the money. It was not accidental. It was deliberate. And people want to believe, oh, it can't be true. It can't be this way. Really? No. This was the plan.
Right.
Nobody diverted. This was the plan. And I am so tired, at least in this apathy matrix, that we keep flagging and waving around this little tattered piece of paper. Most of the forefathers were crooks. Philanderer.
Yep.
And opium head. Really, these are the cats, and history has rewritten them as these, you know, deep dudes who had this, you know, forethought, and not really. They were landowners, and they decided we, in this new land, we need to lock it down with some religion and disguise it as fear. And then tell them that we'll take care of you.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, you ask me why, and I still say to you, follow the money.
Exactly.
Follow the money, man.
Mm-mm.
You know? I wish it wasn't that simple. You know?
Right,
but
right.
In this 3D, this is what we are all immersed in. You understand? People who literally step out and go live in the mountains, we think they're crazy. Not me, I don't. But people say, oh my God, they're crazy. Why would they do that? You know, I have a friend for the longest time. He didn't have a cell phone. He was like, what the fuck? I don't need one. You know what I'm saying? I have another friend. He has a laptop and a desktop. They're both brand new, and he hasn't cracked either one of them.
Wow.
People keep trying to bring him in. He's 67 years old. He's like, look, and when I tell you he's a throwback, he's an old hippie. And he and I, we talk all the time. And you know what his one question is? He said, with all this shit going on, Cleo, he said, what the fuck do they want us not to look at? What the
right.
hell are they doing? Because the distractions are off the hook. They
right.
are at full fucking throttle. You understand? But look here, y'all. I'm going to keep some regulation of this because we do want to play one more track. We do want to get a chance to talk to Black a little bit more about eardrum therapy and some of the projects he may have coming up here.
I said, we're deep. We're deep right now. This is good. This is T-bone good right here. I don't know.
He's like, no, I want to stay. Well, we... All right, well, okay, but I want to get in. I got the track cued, so but I just wanted to show that out. I didn't want anyone who came on to hear you to Bex with me and say, Miss Cleo, I even play him second track. What the bomba? You know, I just got to keep going. You know it can go bad, boy. Motherfuckers can love you at 10:02 and at 10:05. They can be hating.
Yeah, ready to cut you.
But right? check it out. There are two, you know, they tell us a lot of information in the movies, right? But when they really want to drop some serious information on you, they make it a comedy. And there
right.
are two movies out there that I want to recommend to you all. They're the comedies. So if you say, Ms. Cleo, man, the Matrix is deep, yo. I can't sit for no 9 hours and watch The Matrix again. I feel you. I understand that. And those are my Matrix heads out there. Y'all already know I got some fresh baked cookies. You want a cookie? check out Wag the Dog. With Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro. And when you all check out that flick, trust me, you will never look at the news the same way again. Also, check out Idiocracy, and you will get a very frightening look at the year 2505 if we're not careful. Comedy nonetheless, but it's some spooky shit. And certainly names of some of these big conglomerates are very frightening. But understand that, you know, we are moving through this vibe. They've got worker bees, you know what I'm saying? They have people. We all know there's all kinds of information out there about all kinds of mass mobilizations. I think personally they may be preparing for the next uprising. We are ripe for it in this country. And it's almost
right.
as if they are stoking the fire. When they were looking for that Boston cat, you know, and everybody, what was so frightening to me is that they shut down the cable news. You couldn't hear about anything else. You were immersed in watching that if you were looking for news. And they brought 3,000 police into Boston in the matter of 45 minutes. Where the hell did they get 3,000 police in 45 minutes?
In 45 minutes.
Nobody's asking that question. Nobody's talking about that. Everybody's clapping in the street. Where the fuck have people on lockdown? Boom. They did that shit fast.
Wow. And when Katrina hit, you couldn't even get water.
Dog.
Wow.
You couldn't get nothing, man. But they locked that shit down. Booyah. Hell, if they'd have had that in 92 in L.A., we wouldn't have had no 3 days of rioting. But bam, I said, uh-oh. So let me tell you something. I'm a little spooked, bringing it full circle right on back to the verdict that's coming now. The weekend
we have
some pretty intense weather here, which, again, I find a bit coincidental. You know, that interesting. We have a storm when the verdict, because the state finished their closing argument. Tomorrow morning, we start with the defense's closing argument, and then
right.
the state has an opportunity to rebut tomorrow afternoon. And so these women who may not know about the storm, they're just saying we're going to get a lot of water, and we're already pretty saturated here, so we're going to have some flies, and I leave a mess And we'll have to come back Monday and see what's going on. But, you know, I'm not going to buy into the hype, and I advise all of us, don't buy into the program, man. Unplug from that program, because it's not going to be about going out there and tearing up nothing. I am very disturbed and I am very hurt by the activities in this country, and shame on me, because one would think that I would already know, but this is what makes it difficult for people
right.
who can't plug from the program. And so we don't have any judgment of you, because it's painful. It's really painful. And I would have thought, I know what I did. I know what sit-ins. I know what protests. I know what writing. I know taking a stand for years so that you and my daughters would not have to go through the shit that I went through. That's why I did what I did. That's why I stood up. That's why I fought the good fight. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty motherfucking pissed off at this point in the ballgame.
Right.
Not about black or white. I'm pissed off. Who are you pissed off with, Cleo? I'm pissed off with Cleo. How about that? I'm going to tell you, my daddy said accountability. I'm pissed off with Cleo. Because it's not as if I didn't see it. It's not as if people didn't keep breaking it down. But at some point in my heart, I wanted to believe somewhere, somehow, that it wasn't. That the truth or the inklings of truth that I had been taught and shared with by elders, that perhaps they were just a little bit off kilter. Most people don't know December 25th is Nimrod's birthday, the first king of Babylon, really. And his symbol was a tree. But it's right there in the good book. You don't
right.
have to look for it. It's right there, man. Ain't nobody hiding it from you. But so we want to talk about what? But then finally, Catholic Church said the other day, yeah, no, he's all right. Because, yeah, no, we know he wasn't born on the 25th. But that's the day we chose, really? Interesting. And we continue to go with what the conditioning is. And we continue to go with what the programming is. And what does that make us? That makes us one thing, manageable.
Right. Predictable.
It doesn't always have to be about the violence. They're only going to have to get violent with the ones who resist the programming. If they get too loud, if they get too visible, if they're not smart. But other than that, no. The rest will be manageable. Give them a new toy. Give them a new trinket. That'll interest them. Change the program. Flip the new program. And so this is why, again, you're in IT. They're always coming up with something new and shinier and faster and better and more bells and whistles. So we stay entertained.
Yeah,
you know?
Every 3 to 6 months. Yeah.
We stay entertained.
How many people out there got a new iPhone?
Yeah, man. Oh, please, yeah. Right? And we spend, we spend the money. Did you hear about that that sit-in at that prison in California? 20,000 inmates there on a hunger strike until they get better food and better conditions. But
whoa,
you don't hear
no, I missed that one.
Yeah, man. Mm. You don't hear them talking about that, though. Yeah, these brothers took a stand, started out with 4 or 5 of them, moved into 20,000. But see, that's the shit they don't want to tell us about.
Right.
Because that's what we need to be talking about. You understand? Because this is what's starting to happen. Things are starting to ripple out of this program. You understand? They can't manage it the way that they want to. Not just yet. It's too much.
Right.
So this is the struggle. And this is why I bring the analogy of the Matrix. Because the time is nigh. The time is right now. You understand? Dawn of Aquarius, this, that, and the other. Old book. Mayan calendar. All of the signals. I don't care what your vibration is. They're in motion. The time is now. You know? And so with that being said, we can't sit back and... Like I said, I'm getting old, so I am relying on you and all of the amazing brethren, you, Miss PD, LMB Poetry, Nicholas Cage, love that motherfucker. All of you guys, count on y'all to do the right thing and to keep
right.
it real. But you know what, boss? We could go on for forever, but we are going to go ahead and stop now, and we are going to play this second track that you allowed us to share with everyone tuning into the show this evening. And so we're going to play it, and you're going to come back, and we're going to talk about it a little bit, and we're going to bring it to a close. And you and I both
you
can go get some water. All right, here, y'all, from Eardrum Therapy, Break of Dawn by Black. Oh my goodness, boy, that was wicked, man. I was grooving. I forgot.
Well, thank you, Miss Cleo.
Boy,
that's right.
Boy, now me like Remedy, don't get me wrong. But Bomba, Break of Dawn, yes, me dear. Yes, me
there
dear.
You go.
Yes, me dear. That was wicked. That was nasty, you know. I like nasty. That was nice, nasty. Uh oh, you're a business star. Look at you. Now, here's it. You still with me, boss man?
I'm still, I thought you just broke up, but I'm still with you.
Yeah, man, they're giving us our 90-second rundown. Look here, boss, I'm going to go ahead and tell you so much love and so much respect for taking the time in your evening, Patreon. You are a busy man, so I know what a sacrifice into your evening this was. I appreciate you. Next time, you know what the plan is. You and Miss PD are coming down here. We're going to host. We're going to blow it up. We're going to do something wicked and live. All right, baby boy?
You got it. I'm with it. I love you. And keep doing what you're doing. I love it. I am down for
you. You do
the
same, man. Mm. I'm counting on you. I am
you
counting
know
on you. And this is just the beginning because we're going to collaborate, boss. I
yes,
feel
yes.
it.
I yes.
feel it. So you all keep it lovely. And remember that 50% of the people are going to like you. So we're going to spend all our time and all our energy on the 50% that do. And any chance that you get, unplug from the matrix and take a ride on the fringe side.
Ha ha.